Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, so what an exciting couple of minutes we've had now putting together the CliffCentral.com garden with our good friends over at Lifestyle Home Garden. And Damon's in the building. And we're basically just going to go through what we've done downstairs. So you may have seen it on social media. You can check out the pictures on all the Cliff Central accounts on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Jane is also in the building hanging out. We even went live on Instagram to plant our garden. But Damon, just take us through like what arrived in the truck, and then we'll sort of express how each different part has come together to make the garden that we've started today.
Okay. What we brought with us was a couple of plant boxes, wooden plant boxes.
Yeah.
They're extremely good for small spaces, patio spaces, places where you don't have actual garden space, garden ground to work with. It's brilliant for companion planting for crop rotation.
Yeah.
So you never plant the same veggie in the same place because they all take different nutrients. So you constantly got to swap them around. Potatoes where the pumpkin was, pumpkin where the carrots were, carrots where the cabbage was, etc., etc. So what we brought was those. We brought Weed God to line the boxes. We used that instead of a waterproof sealant. That's just to increase the longevity of the wooden box, as well as to stop any soil from disappearing through the drainage holes. So we lined the boxes. We then put in things like clinker and a bit of gravel just to increase our drainage. Also,
just clinker is what again?
It's basically the old terminology for clinker is really broken pots. You know,
yeah.
Any broken clay pots, that sort of thing that you put on the bottom of your pots. One of the best forms of drainage that you can get. You can also use the gravels and things like that. In your smaller cavities and things like that.
Because it just disperses the water so that the water doesn't sit and sort of come
rock
into
the box, it sort of takes out allows the excess water to pass through very quickly, which means your herbs and your veggies and any of your plants for that matter don't actually sit with wet feet. A lot of plants don't like wet feet.
Oh.
So, come the coolness of the night and things like that, you want the bulk of your water to sort of dissipate out of the soil, which is a lot of the reason why the best time to water is pretty much in the morning.
Are you listening, Jane? Because that's when you need to be watering it then.
That's why I said I'll be here in the morning.
Yes.
I'll come upstairs at 10 o'clock. I'll be saying I'll garden.
Don't worry, we're going to get to the watering bit in a second. Cause
so the clinker thing, I want to
know
about the clinker thing. The clinker is holding the water.
No, it's allowing the excess water to drain very quickly.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because you know, veggies and that aren't necessarily bog plants, which like a lot of water. Mm-hmm. They like to be well watered, but they don't like to be sitting in that wet environment.
Yeah.
So the clinker and your gravels and things like that, even like stones from your garden, that helps it to get rid of that excess water.
Because I saw you put the stone first, and you put the soil on top, and you put the clinker thing, and you put the soil again.
Yeah, we put the clinker, which is bigger chunks. Then we put the gravel.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a bulk of your soil going to the bottom and you end up with a clinker on the top.
Mm.
So we've actually done it in almost like a filtration philosophy where you've got your bigger pieces at the bottom, that allows the bulk of the water to go out. Then you've got the finer material, which is your crush or your gravel, which is a finer little bit of stone, and a thin layer of that. And then on top of that, your potting soil to plant in.
Okay.
And then I just want to, while we're sort of talking about that filtration system, there was also something that we put, the organic pesticide that we put at the top,
You're talking about the fertilizer.
Yes. You look at me, I'm getting things very wrong here.
Don't fertilize with pesticide.
No. But we needed to use an organic agent that would act as a pesticide, because obviously you want to eat what we are producing. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Your fertilizer with your veggies and any of your edibles, your fruits, your veggies, your herbs, there you want to use an an organic fertilizer.
Yeah.
Because
which is so cool. Yeah. I think that's, we don't even know what's on our food 90% of the time. Now
so
we do.
So is any plant that we plant, we have to put the fertilizer or what?
Well, it's always beneficial. What you normally do is you start with something like a 2-3-2, which is your general fertilizer.
Okay.
That can be applied like we did with the first box. We applied it to the surface of the soil, whereas you can also mix it into the soil, which obviously is going to be utilized a lot quicker than on the top. Both with the organic that we've used, it's a slow release. So you're going to fertilize once a month. Obviously, you can't unplant your plants
so
when you want
to
re-fertilize it. So that's when you're going to apply it on the surface level.
I'm listening.
Before you plant, you're going to add your fertilizer to your potting soil before you plant. After you've planted, it's a surface application. And there you're going to, basically, it helps to instigate new root growth, give the plant a bit of a feeding.
Like moisturizing your body, yeah.
Well, very much so. You know, it's basically giving it the best chance of survival by boosting the root growth and all those, giving it a little packet of goodies, basically. So
all the nutrients it needs. But now, the most important thing, and this is the thing we have to cover because Jay and I'm very concerned, is the watering and the water test to check that, because in the first couple of months you were saying it's very important that the water is super, super consistent and basically every day.
Well, you don't want them to dry out, you know, especially if you're doing like seedling stage. We've gone with slightly larger plants, but even still, you want to water on a regular basis. With your seedlings, literally they're going to need water every day.
Yeah.
Most of your plants within the first 6 months of planting will require that kind of attention. As they become settled in and they're a little bit more self-sufficient, their roots have had 6 months to spread out and things like that, then they can sort of fend a little bit more for themselves. Now look, I wouldn't go watering every day to once a week. I would sort of taper it off. So you sort of do 6 months of every day, then you do 2 weeks every second day, 2 weeks every third day, and so you extend that to once a week.
And the test we were going through earlier to see if there is enough water or there isn't enough water is quite a simple process, right?
Yeah.
I have to put my finger into the pot.
Yeah, unless if you don't want to get your finger dirty, then what you can do is you can use a chopstick
I have to put more water or?
If it's dry, water. If it's still wet, you can prolong a day or half a day. Look, that's very dependent on the heat of the day.
Overwater.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can. Look, I mean, if you overwater, it's going to rot. You've got funguses and molds that come from very wet, soggy conditions. So you tend to have a lot of that on your veggies, especially with your herbs and veggies. You tend to get that a lot if you overwater. There is a good balance, but it's not a rocket science. Literally, take your finger, stick it in. If it's dry, water. If it's wet, prolong a day. If it's extremely hot, even look at and you're starting with seedlings, then even look at watering every twice a day even. You know, but just the best way to do is stick your finger in. If it's dry, water. If it's wet,
so especially prolong. if it's hot, you have to go and check them. But if it's cold, you don't have to go and check them like twice a day.
Well, don't forget your sun is at a lot lower degree in winter, so that's why it's not as hot. That's not going to dry your herbs and veggies and evaporate a lot of your water that quickly. So in winter you tend to be able to water a little bit more with a little bit more distance in between your watering times. But the best way, come winter, come summer, put your finger in, or even a chopstick. If you don't want to get your nails dirty, you've just had a manicure, take a chopstick, stick it in, pull it out. If it's wet,
Oil check in your car almost. That's what it reminds me of.
I feel like I learned a lot today, Ari.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I guess the fundamentals are the, you know, it's like the first sort of couple of weeks of it is that you've got to be very consistent with the water, and then you kind of got to be a little bit more in tune with the plants and where they're at. Mm. At what point, like, can we start incorporating what's happening downstairs in our salad upstairs?
it's every veggie, dependent on what it is, has a certain maturation stage. It takes 3 months, 2 months, 6 months. 3 months, 1 month, a week, just depending on what it is and what stage you buy it. Obviously, a seedling is going to take longer to mature. Whereas if you buy, like, for example, a 15-centimeter pot, which is probably about 15, 20 centimeters already that size, grow into that size, then obviously you're going to have it more usable earlier.
Mm.
Herbs and veggies, also things like spinach. The more you cut, the more it grows, the more you eat. Mm. Herbs and veggies, we always like to suggest buy two, or if you use it excessively, buy three. Like with parsley, you know, you don't want to use your parsley flat and then have to buy another one. If you get three, you use it down to a certain point. Mm. Then while that one's regenerating, you go on to your second parsley. While that one's regenerating, your third. By the time you finish your third, your first one's ready to harvest again.
And in terms of preparation of this food, obviously we put the organic fertilizer onto it, and then you just have to give it sort of a bit of a wash and a bit of a rinse in the sink, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
I love that we can go downstairs and soon we'll be able to make a salad out of it.
Well, exactly.
It's very exciting.
Can I be honest with you? You're never going to get more organic than that.
Yeah.
You know what you spray on it. You know what you put into that soil. You know what you fed it. And that is going to give you much more knowledge as to what you're actually putting into your body. Mm. You know, obviously, there are sprays. When spraying for pesticides, diseases, anything like that, you have to use an organic. You cannot use inorganic pesticide because that's what you're putting in. You can't poison yourself.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, I want to ask something because about the lettuce. Because sometimes you can find that there's worms into the lettuce.
Mm.
How can I prevent the worms to get into my lettuce?
Well, there's a couple of products on the market. A lot of the organics are sprays.
Mm.
So you spray on. There's very few contact systemic organic treatments, which you then would pour around the base of the plant. It would work into the root systems and work on, you know, from the inside out. Whereas your spray is more of a surface coating. Things
you
like
spray on top, or
you actually spray the leaves sometimes under the leaves.
Very much.
It depends on what pest and disease you have. You know, funguses are very specific, and all your pesticides and things like that all have a very specific use. Some will cover three or four pests and diseases. Others will cover quite a nice broad base, and others will cover one specific.
Mm. Jane, any questions? I think we just have to put in the work now and put in the water. I think that's the next step for us.
The question that I want to ask, is especially you have to know, like, if you put water, you don't have to put water on top of the lettuce. You have to put water
into the soil.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, look, it's
it'll drip down eventually, right?
Yes, it will. I mean, most plants, if you think about rain, it doesn't come in sort of water beneath the leaves. The reason why it's obviously better to do that, Jane, is that your water gets directly to the roots.
Mm.
A lot of times people water and it wets the leaves, so it looks all great and wet, but that water hasn't been sufficient to filter through to get the complete a lot of roots. You've got surface roots, you've got, you know, roots that are deeper. The roots at the bottom, you want a good soaking or watering right through from top of the roots to the bottom. That's what's feeding your plant.
Any last questions, Jane? I have one final question. Because I'm obsessed about us getting this watering thing right. So if it rains, that day you wouldn't water, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Just double checking.
Look, I mean, obviously you can't control the rain.
It's outside plant.
You can't control the rain.
Yeah.
So if it rains for 2 weeks,
then you're off,
It's going to be very difficult.
Actually,
to keep your soil dry.
Every day,
So that I can go outside. No, I can't water while it's raining.
No, you can't. But I'm saying every other day you must be there with your watering can.
If it's not raining, are you understand the words?
Yeah.
If it's raining, I don't have to go to water.
Yeah.
So because my name is Mujaji, I have to pray for the rain to come almost every day.
I understand. Yes. Okay. I have it.
Yeah.
Listen, Demon, always cool. I'm excited to see a month from now what it all looks like. I'm very excited to see what the Cliff Central Garden is going to look like.
You know what? I'm so happy. I can't wait to see my stuff because we're not going to be here for 5 weeks, by the way. I'm the only one who's supposed to check that.
That's right. I'm gonna be in Spain while you're watering every single
day. I have to do like a video. A video for you.
Yeah. Miss WhatsApp me every day.
No, Instagram video.
Yeah. Okay.
For you to see what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the best things.
So even
about
Damon,
gardening.
I think maybe he will be able to see what we are doing.
Yeah. Proof.
I've got to keep an eye on you. And if you get stuck anywhere, you give me a call.
So you can just say, you can see, because I'll do like Instagram live, Cliff Central. So you can say, Jane, no, that water is too much.
Okay. Yeah. Damon, always cool hanging out. We'll touch base again in a couple of weeks with the Cliff Central Garden, and soon we'll be reaping the benefits of our sowing as we eat some really, really delicious food, because it's going to be really cool to have that in a salad. Yeah. Damon from a Lifestyle Home Garden, thanks so much for hanging out.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.